life I can see. The way you're working in me since I've been saved. Old pass away, new is my name.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are back. Amen. We're back another week in the land of the living.
Amen.
It's good to be alive.
Sure is.
Amen. And it's even better to be saved. Praise God. Amen. And so it's good to be alive and saved.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And to come and just be able to talk about the goodness of God, and we want to continue to do that. There's a lot of things that people talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They talk about the game. They talk about the movie. They
talk about the weather.
They talk about other people.
Right.
But I tell you, it's nothing better than talking about the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And talk about His goodness. And that's what we want to do today.
Amen.
And it's funny. So you talk about God, and it lifts you up.
Oh, right. It
makes you feel better. Makes you feel stronger. Amen. And I believe it's because God is worthy of the praise. But when we praise Him, He releases things into our lives and just makes us stronger and makes us better.
Amen.
So talk about God. Amen. And we're going to talk about God now. We're going to do it from Genesis chapter 50. Amen. We're going to look at verse 19. Let's look at verses 19 and 20. It says, "And Joseph said unto them, his brothers, Fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive."
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Joseph talking to his brothers because Jacob had just died.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And his brothers, who had previously thrown him into a pit and sold him into slavery, they were afraid that Joseph was being merciful unto them as long as their father was alive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now that their father was dead, they then came up with an idea. They were always conniving. they're always coming up with something, right? And so now they come up with a new idea. Let's tell him that Dad wants him to forgive us.
Right.
And Joseph says, "Who am I?
Right.
Am I in the place of God over you guys?" And he said, look, essentially, he said this: "I know, and you know, and we all know that what you guys did to me was wrong. It was evil. Okay, you thought evil against me." He doesn't sugarcoat it, right? "You thought evil against me." Sometimes people do things to us, and it's just wrong. And we go, "Well, that's okay." No, sometimes it's not okay. Well, what you did. And see, we should be able to be free to do that because, you know, there is a difference between judging a matter and judging a man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? So we can judge a matter. Your conduct, I can talk about your conduct and say, that's wrong. Because conduct is wrong or right, right? That was wrong. You know, you lied on somebody. That was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But a lot of times what we do, we don't say that was wrong. We say you were wrong.
Right. You're called and see, a liar.
Right. And now we've gotten to the point of judging a man. We're not supposed to judge a man, but we can judge a matter.
Yeah.
And if the conduct was wrong, like he said, you know, you thought evil against me. Your thoughts, that was wrong.
That's right.
Right?
Amen.
But then he said, "But God." He always loves scriptures that say, "But God." Right?
"But God.
You thought evil against me, but God." Amen.
Amen.
"But God meant it unto good." And that's the thing we want to focus on, because there are some things that can happen to you, to me, to us, that either other people do them or they're just unfortunate circumstances.
Yeah.
And whether a man is behind it or something that just happens, we have to understand something. God's intention toward us always good, even in the midst of someone doing evil, even in the midst of misfortune coming our way, you know, a car accident, you know, loss of a job, a sickness, whatever. God still means our good. You know, he still wants to bring about good in our lives.
And
for someone who's out there who's going through something, that's something to hold on to. That as I'm going through this thing, I know God still has my best interest at heart. And he still wants to bring about good in my life. And so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hold on until that goodness gets revealed. That's his glory, right? His glory is his revealed goodness. And I'm going to hold on until that glory, that revealed goodness is set forth in my life. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yes, and so many times we go to things, you know, we think that because it's, you know, it's a bad situation, we think that nothing good is going to come out of it. But we have to know, especially if we're children of God and we follow after him, that God turns everything around for our good.
Yes, he does.
You know, the enemy means it for our bad. He means it to destroy us. You know, things are put on us to kill us, you know, to take us out of here. But God, no. God said, no, I'm going to turn that thing around. And it's going to be for our good. And it's going to benefit us, you know, in some kind of way. Because that's what God said. He said, you know, I'll bring this for your good. I'll make this for your good. You said something in a sermon recently that God makes gumbo. That's good for a lot of people. Gumbo, you know. But God takes our stuff and
throw it in the pot. Amen. I'll put that in the pot too.
Right.
Amen.
Whatever it is, just throw it in there. God will make some gumbo out of it. God makes it for our good. So whatever it is that, you know, that's coming against us, we have to know that God can turn that thing around.
Can.
You know? He says all things work together.
Yeah, all things.
All things for the good.
That's right. And even those evil intentions of other people,
God
still, and that's the thing. See, other people can have evil intentions, but we got to focus on God's good intentions.
Yeah.
And too many times we put focus on man instead of God.
That's it.
So I know that so-and-so has evil intentions toward me. But what I should know even more is that God has good intentions toward me, and I should shift my mind to the greater.
Yeah.
Because God's greater than any man. Right, but so many times we think of the lesser, you know, that co-worker who's trying to undermine you. That's what you focus on. But God is up there in heaven, smiling down upon you, and thinking nothing but good thoughts. He says, "I know the thoughts I think toward you."
Just thinking that—that's right.
Thoughts of right, thoughts to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope in the future. Focus on that.
Amen.
But no, we focus on the co-worker who's trying to get us in trouble, or the classmate. Some of you in school trying to get you in trouble.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know what, you know, you say, look, do what you must, okay? But if I was you, I'd be careful. Because I'm a child of the King. And my God doesn't take too lightly with people trying to do things. And you said earlier, too, the devil's always trying to take us out. Like, we were looking at this scripture where he said, Joseph says in verse 20 of Genesis 50, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for good. And, you know, we said, it's always good to have a but God. And you think about, you know, when you said the devil's always trying to do something, even Jesus said, right, that the devil looks to steal, kill, and destroy, but I am come.
Right?
No, so he always makes the contrast. Yeah, there's some evil trying to come against you, but I, but God. And we, and that's the thing, you know, when God puts a comma and then says but, we shouldn't put a period.
Amen.
That's what a lot of us do. Oh, you just trying to do me wrong. Period. No, you gotta go, you just trying to do me wrong. Comma. But God is
trying
to. We gotta keep going.
Amen.
And go to the but God, but I am come. Mm-hmm. Right? So the devil's trying to do things. But Jesus said, that's okay. Because I'm come.
That's right.
To give you life.
That's right.
And to give you life more abundantly. And so, yeah, the devil trying to take away from you, that's his job. Sometimes we get mad at the devil, he does what he does.
Right. He's on his post.
Yeah, he does what he does. But we're Christians and we're believers. Now we just got
to
focus on doing what we're supposed to do.
Amen.
He's doing what he's supposed to do.
That's right.
Trying to undermine you, trying to take you out.
Right, and if we did what we were supposed to, we wouldn't be so concerned with what he's doing.
You got that right.
Just believe God. God.
Why
that's
should
what we're
we?
Supposed to do. God is good. We know this.
Amen.
You know, we know this for certainty. God is good.
No question.
And that's where we start from. So whatever's coming on us, we remember God is good.
Yes.
And whatever's coming my way or whatever I'm going through, God's going to turn that thing around for
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
You know, because God is good and He wants to reveal
His
goodness.
Amen.
And that's how we got to see it. Hey, I'm going through this situation for God to reveal
Amen.
His goodness to me.
No
you
question.
Know, that's how we have to look at it.
And look,
that will carry
yeah.
through it.
It's tough sometimes,
yes,
right? Because, for example, you know, let's just say losing your job. Hey, bills don't stop coming
right.
because you lost your job. Groceries don't all of a sudden become free because
right.
you lost your job.
Right.
So now you lose your job, right, and income's not there. And especially, you know, you like most people, you're living from paycheck to paycheck or near paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they tell people, well, you know, you should have 6 months worth of savings stored up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know how many people have 6 months of savings
right.
stored up?
Many.
Even people make a lot of money don't have 6 months worth.
Right.
You know what I mean? And even if you did, what if you had a job? What if you had a job for 8 months?
Right.
Your 6 months
right.
is gone.
It's gone.
Right. So no matter what, whether you have it or not, at some point, if you're out long enough, that's tough, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you still got bills to pay. You still got things you want to do or need to do for yourself or your family. And someone's saying, who's maybe in that situation right now, yeah, easy for you to sit there and say, just believe that God wants to show His goodness. If He does, where is it?
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. If we stop believing in God's intentions for us,
exactly.
He means it for good. If we stop believing in the thoughts that He thinks towards us, what are we going to do now?
Right.
What are you going to do?
Right?
Right? When Jesus said to the disciples, you want to walk away too? Peter said, where are we going to go?
Right.
You have the words of life.
Right. Amen.
So if you know, if we're in a situation, we're either going to hold on to God or we're going to let Him go.
Right.
And all I'm saying to you, holding on to God is a whole lot better than letting go.
Right.
Because when you let go of God, hope is gone.
Everything is gone. That's it.
Amen. And hope in God, the Bible says, hope makes not ashamed. So if you're holding on to God in hope, you'll never be ashamed
that's
and disappointed.
Right.
It may take longer.
Mm-hmm.
It may come in a way that's different than what you think.
Mm-hmm.
It may require some changes in your life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure there's some people out there who said, listen, I had a 3,500 square foot house.
Jesus.
Lost my job.
Wow.
God didn't move. I had to sell my house. And I downsized, I'm living on a 2,000 square foot house, but now you can look back and say, and man, I've never been happy.
Amen.
But God had, right?
Right, that's right.
You were in 3,500 square foot house, but you weren't in, right?
Right.
The scripture said, and I love these scriptures, in Proverbs it says, it's better to like live in a narrow house it's better to live on the corner of a rooftop than to live in a wide house with a contentious wife.
Yeah.
I love that right there. Because what it's saying is that what good is it to have this big old house, nice table,
enjoy it.
Right? But in your house is strife and bitterness and anger and fighting. He said, it's better for you to live in the wilderness. It's better for you to live on the corner of the roof. Not even the middle of the roof, the corner. I mean, you just... you're sitting by the gutter.
Live in the household.
A contentious one. But you know, when you're at loggerheads, you can have the biggest house that you want,
right.
but if you're not getting along,
right.
and maybe that
right.
was somebody's testimony, and now you had to downsize, and you thought this was the most, man, I got to give up my dream house, but now you're in a smaller house, but guess what? You and your spouse, you and your
right.
family are getting along
other.
In a way that you never did in that big
Amen.
Old house.
Amen. Right. You're talking more because you're
you know?
occupying the same space. That's God
Amen.
Turning things around for
Amen.
Your good. Okay, yeah, the big house is gone. And you got a smaller one, but you guys are together.
Amen.
Now. You know, so we do have to see that
Amen.
God is in everything. And He wants to turn our negative situations around
yes.
and to make them good and reveal Himself,
mm-hmm.
you know. Things are not always good, and like you said, and it may be easier to say, but what else are we going to do?
Exactly.
What else are we going to do?
Yeah.
His word is our life. It
yeah.
really is.
Yeah, okay, maintain that hope.
Yeah.
Got to maintain that hope in God. And if we do that, God always shows us that He's faithful. And He wants to display His goodness. Remember where we started this, what, a year or so ago?
Yeah.
Where, you know, God says, you know, as long as I live, right? Right?
The earth shall be filled
with my glory. God wants to fill the whole earth with His goodness. And if we're living on the earth, that means that part of the earth that you're standing on, that part of the earth that you're sitting on, that part of the earth where your house and your job and your school and your church is located, He wants to fill all those places with His goodness.
Amen.
And we have to believe that and have the expectation of that. And I think this, if we have that and maintain that expectation, we'll see the goodness revealed sooner than otherwise.
Amen.
Because God's going to respond to our faith. Be it unto you according to your faith.
Amen.
Amen. So
that's
what we want to do, and just encourage you, amen, in the middle of your situation. First of all, don't lose sight of what God's intentions are for you.
Mm-hmm.
His intentions are still good. God's plans have not changed.
Yeah.
Amen. He wants to bless you. He wants to use you for His glory.
Amen.
And those plans are not going to change.
Amen.
Right? He said, I'm the Lord God, I change not. He had a plan for you before you even got here.
That's right.
And He didn't change it even because, and look, let's be honest. Some of the mess ups in our life, we did it.
Oh, yeah.
And God still didn't change
it.
And He still didn't change His plan.
Right.
And just because someone else, some joker or somebody who's not, you know, for you is trying to trip you up, it doesn't stop God from what His plan is for your life.
Amen.
Amen. And so we want you to be encouraged by this.
Amen.
Amen. To know that God's intentions for you are nothing but good.
Amen.
Amen. And so in the midst of any kind of situation, hold on to that. Let that be the thing you hold on to. And then you see God move in your life. Amen. And by the grace of God, He will do it.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Well, sounds like we are.
Amen.
Yep. And so listen, until next time, you just continue to be encouraged and be inspired. And remember what we always like to say, that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
And He loves you. And His love
never fails.
Amen. Oh, and I shall get up.